Hello, everybody. Take one. Welcome back to another episode of An Actor's Journey. I'm very, very excited to be filming this episode today. I actually already filmed this episode, but then I knew I was going to have to refilm it anyway because I was waiting for some people to send me some thoughts of theirs, and we'll get into that in a moment. If you're watching this video, this podcast episode, I am in a completely new location. I've been trying to figure out where I want to be, and today, sitting by my beautiful piano, I felt like this was the place to be. The place to be. Okay. So, today's episode is all about self-worth and finding something else to fill your self-worth and your hunger other than your craft. Now, this topic seems to be really challenging for a lot of people. Those of you who I've spoken to, which have been mostly musicians about this topic, have like, I'll be like, so, you know, I'm doing this podcast episode about how to fulfill your self-worth. How do you fulfill self-worth outside of your craft? And essentially the answer is, I don't. Which is, like, slightly concerning because we need to find other ways to fulfill our self-worth. I think that what I would like to do is actually, hello phone, turn on please, look up the definition of self-worth. What is the definition of self-worth? Here we go. So Google wants to tell us, self-worth is the internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others. Self-worth is often confused with self-esteem, which relies on external factors such as successes and achievements to define worth, and can often be inconsistent, leading to someone struggling with feeling worthy. So, self-worth and self-esteem are two different things. Self-esteem apparently comes from external factors, such as like people telling you that they like what you've done, but to fulfill your self-worth, it's a very much an internal thing. And I have had and still do struggle with this quite a bit, I think, as a lot of artists do, and people that aren't artists. I remember when I had my knee surgery, I had meniscus repair surgery, I spent 6 weeks not being able to put any weight on my foot. So basically I was bedbound for 6 weeks. And I just remember feeling so unworthy because I wasn't able to audition for anything at the time because I couldn't even stand. And it ended up like putting me into this spiral of negative self-talk, feeling like I had no worth, I wasn't good enough, all this stuff. And it really made me start to think about what I want in life, and what is like the most important thing to me. And I have come to find that the most important thing to me is my happiness. And if my craft is not fulfilling my self-worth and helping me to feel good and happy, then that can't be the only thing that I try to gain self-worth from, right? So then I was like, okay, well, how the heck am I supposed to, like, feel good if I'm not acting? And I started realizing that there are lots of other things that make me up, make me a human being, make me happy. Like, for example, animals, nature, being outside, playing the piano, right? There's lots of different things that make up us human beings. And I think as we get older and older, we kind of find ourselves falling into one niche or like the thing that it is that we said that we wanted to be successful at for so long. And so we start feeling like, well, if we're not successful at this one thing, then we're just not successful at all. And it's very strange because, like, when we're young, they ask us, what do you want to be when you grow up? Which I think is just a terrible question. I don't think anybody in kindergarten age will ever know exactly what they want to be when they grow up, nor will they probably actually do that thing. Like, I'm pretty sure when I was in kindergarten and I was asked that question, I said that I wanted to be a vet. Like, what? Like, where are the math skills needed? Where are the science skills? And if I stuck to that one thing for all that time, or if, like, I felt like I failed at that, then what? I'm just, like, stuck in life and not moving forward. I do think that, like, school-age kids, like, those who are 18 and younger, it's almost like, I want to say that they have it lucky because they get to do all these different things. If I think back to it, I would not ever want to go back to high school because, woo, that was no fun for Taylor. But it does give students the opportunity to do a bunch of different things. And I think that that's really important and a really good thing. So it's like, even if somebody's really into drama club, they also have the opportunity to do soccer or basketball or join French club or whatever else it is that they desire. And those other outlets can bring in self-worth and help people to feel good. I know for myself that I have found teaching, like I have found teaching acting, which I love and does make me feel very worthy. And I think that there are other avenues that a person can take that align with their craft to help them feel self-worth. Like, for example, I know this guy and he is in a band with my brother, and he was talking to me about how he has found different creative outlets to pursue other than just music. So he has his own podcast, he has his own YouTube channel, and these things are bringing in self-worth for him. In fact, I actually have a little paragraph that he sent me. I have one from my brother and I have one from this guy. His name is Nick. I don't know why I don't need to, like, keep his name a secret. So my question is, how do you think your craft fulfills your self-worth, and what else have you found in your life to fulfill that when your craft is lacking? And this is what he has said. Unfortunately, I've constructed my life in such an emotionally tangled way that my self-worth has become linked to my craft and my creative output. This means that unless my creative output is strong, consistent, and externally validated, my self-worth is virtually non-existent. I recognize this as a toxic pattern, but at this point in my life, I have been unable to rectify the situation and change my mode of thinking on the matter. Oftentimes, creative people regard their work as an extension of themselves. This can be a beautiful way to view the process of creative expression, but if taken to an extreme, it can breed internal resentments and toxicity. If you allow your art to stand as a placeholder for yourself, and your art doesn't get the recognition you hoped for, not only do you start believing you have no self-worth as an artist, but you also start believing that you have no worth as a person. Whew, that's heavy. I wish I could lend some wisdom or some advice on how to prevent this from happening to artists, or at least to ease the pain that it can cause them. But unfortunately, I don't have any answers here. This issue has been the single biggest emotional hurdle of my adult life, and I'm still deep in the throes of trying to overcome it somehow. The best I can say is, for anyone that can relate to what I've said, here is that I feel for you, and I sincerely hope we can learn how to love ourselves, regardless of the success of our creative endeavors. Okay, so clearly, Nick, as we all are, is still struggling to find his self-worth. I really like what he said about if you allow your art to stand as a placeholder for yourself and your art doesn't get recognition, then you start believing that you have no worth as a person. I mean, I don't really like it. I think it's really, like, sad. But I understand. And as an actress, so much of our value is put in the hands of other people. People who determine if we're good enough to book a role. People who determine if we're good enough even to just audition for the role. So, you know, we don't always have the answers to these things. I will say that finding something that helps you to feel good about yourself other than your art form is really important and the way to go. My brother, Sam, also texted me some thoughts on this question. I asked him the same thing. And let's read what he said now. Maybe he'll give us some positive ways of thinking. Sorry, Nick. Okay, so he said, first of all, let me just acknowledge that this is a huge question which is hard to give a satisfying answer to in a short-form response. Fair. Thank you, Samuel. So instead of giving the social and cultural context up front, which is hugely important to understanding everyone's answer to this question, especially in 21st century America, I'll just cut straight to my own personal take. Love it. Then he goes on to say, I grew up believing that my craft defined who I am. In other words, my identity. When you meet someone on the street after you ask them your name, and perhaps... Sorry, I'm getting distracted by this advertisement. Just ignore it if you're watching the video. And perhaps how they're doing, you ask them, what do you do? As an artist, I am a musician. Your craft forms your identity. Oh my god, this is making me think... I'll come back to this, but just before I forget... This is making me think about, like, all the times that I introduce myself to someone. As Sam is saying, you introduce yourself to somebody, and then they ask you what you do, and then I say, I'm an actress. And then the next immediate question, always without fail, is, oh, what have you done? What have you been in? And I do feel like I'm lucky enough to be able to say, oh, well, I was in an Amazon Prime TV show. I've done short films. I've done some theater work, like, all that kind of stuff. But also, like, putting those two things together, being like, I'm an actress, and then being like, okay, well, what have you done? I just don't think is fair. Like, there are so many actors out there that aren't currently working or haven't done anything of note, quote-unquote, and I just don't think it's fair to ask, oh, well, what have you done? Anyway, moving on. Because if you haven't done anything, then you feel like you're not good enough, or, like, that you're not, like, you're, okay, like, I'm an actress, but I haven't done anything, so am I even an actress? But who gets to determine, like, whether or not you're an actor? You get to determine that. Nobody else can. Wow. I'm actually getting heated. Let me just relax and continue reading what my brother wrote. Your craft forms your identity just as much, if not more, than many other modern crafts. As an artist is expected, if not encouraged, to always be on, to live through their art and make their art their life. It is even culturally acceptable to suffer for your art or for artists to be starving. It is a sign somehow of their perseverance and dedication. Sam, I love that you said that. I don't think starving for your art or suffering is something that we should want to aspire to. I think that, like, we should want to aspire to be able to do our art while also being in a healthy place physically, financially, and emotionally. Okay, moving on. Um, Or for artists to be starving, it is a sign somehow of their perseverance and dedication to whatever they're trying to craft. Let me make it plain and clear that this social norm is unhealthy, unsustainable, and destructive. Instead of celebrating our artists' suffering, we should be supporting our artists, and not just the rich ones. Period. He literally wrote period. Period. Yes. I believe it is roughly from the confluence of these new factors, of these few factors I mentioned, plus others, which I will not mention here, that many artists are led to become both incredibly desperate and also doggedly determined to never do anything besides art. Yeah, I feel that. It's like, because I'm supposed to be quote-unquote suffering for my art, I can't do anything else. Because my art is all that I have, right? It's all that I have. I have nothing else, so I better suffer for it and not do anything else, not move my life forward in any other way besides my art form. No. Wrong. We don't want to do that. No. It is almost that in the mind of some, the more you suffer, the more deserving you are of success. Lame. I embraced this attitude wholeheartedly when I was younger. I thought it was fun. Kind of cowboyish in a way. As I grew older, I came to realize that you are not what you do. Your occupation does not within it contain your complete identity. That is what I was talking about how we as humans are multidimensional. We have lots of different things to offer this world, things to experience, things that we love. We don't only love one thing and that's it. There are other things in our life that complete our identity. Then he goes on to say, the occupation is defined by a sort of finitude, which is not natural to the human spirit. In more concrete terms, I actually like things besides my art, my craft. Doing those things gives me fulfillment and satisfaction, and this is natural. What else have I found in my life to fulfill my self-worth outside of my craft of music? Well, I like to cook, I like to learn, I like to foster community, I like to promote health, I like to farm, I like to read, I like to pray. Doing all of these things well and with sincerity fulfills my self-worth. Many of them do this in a different way, one that music only hopes to do, but could never. Oh my God! I love that. That's actually the first time that I read that text fully through. I saw that he sent it, and then I decided that I wanted to read it out loud for the first time here on the podcast, and I think that there's a lot to unpack. I think that a lot of what he's saying is very valid, very true, definitely lines up with what I've been saying about how we can find other things that we love to do to fulfill that self-worth that we so badly need. I love that he mentioned the other things that he likes to do. I think it's fabulous. So, just some takeaways from this episode before we wrap up. Oh, actually, wait, do I want to talk about that? Okay, so we will wrap up, but just to say, I know somebody who is a musician, and they only feel like their self-worth comes from their music, because for so long they were so greatly valued for their musical abilities, and they still very much are, and rightfully so, because they're extremely talented. But I spoke to them a couple weeks ago and said something along the lines of, like, even if you weren't a musician, I would still know that, like, I would still value you, essentially, that's what I said. And this person literally started to tear up, and he said, like, that nobody's ever said that to them before, and I was, like, slightly concerned, first of all, at the people that this person is spending time with, because I'm like, what? Like, if people don't see your value, value other than, like, just being a musician, then these are not people that you want to be spending your time with. Like, but yeah, so this episode is definitely dear to my heart because of the fact that, I know that I've struggled with this, and I know that so many of my friends have struggled with this as well. It is an ongoing process to get over this hurdle. Clearly, there are people who still haven't gotten over the hurdle, but I think that the general consensus is that if we can find other things that we love, other things that bring us peace and joy, then we should also work on those things. We should work to better ourselves in those ways. And our art form will always be there. Like, you are always an actor. If you're not auditioning or if you're not booking gigs, you're still an actor. Like, if you're a musician and you're not gigging, you're still a musician. Like, just because you don't have something booked, or you're not getting paid, or you're not in the next Amazon Prime show, it doesn't mean that, like, you're not worthy of those things. You are. You're so worthy. Everybody is worthy. So, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to know from you guys what else you do to help yourself feel worthy and fulfill your self-worth. Please, please feel free to comment down below, or you can DM me on my acting teacher Instagram. It's literally acting teacher Taylor. Not hard to forget, not easy. I mean, not easy to forget, not hard to remember. I think that's the saying. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching or listening to this podcast episode. Yeah, love yourselves. Find things that make you happy. Okay, bye guys. See you next time.